Good morning, everyone. It's great that you could join me this morning and we can join together for a sermon. I just wanted to start by just a sense of encouragement. I wanted to read Psalm 23 to us. And as I read it, this is truth. This is real. This is something we can hold on to because this is promises. This is truth about our God. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I just wanted to say this is a difficult time. It feels like in some ways we are in the midst of a turbulent storm, and we don't know where to turn, and things change on a daily basis, and you know, we get news from the media, and of course it's important to know what's going on, and people are overwhelmed. But in the midst of it all, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know the one who does. And we may feel like the storm is overwhelming, but we have the good shepherd taking us into green pastures and quiet waters. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Death has lost its sting, church. Uncertainty, yes, we may not know, but our certainty isn't in this world. Our certainty and our hope comes from knowing that we have a good and faithful God. Last year, sometime, I had that word about God strengthening the body. And I in no way thought in had any perception of how he would do it. But I can see something. Through this time of refining fire, God is making gold in us. He is drawing us closer to him. Will we actually trust and hold what we have said with our mouths? God is good. God is faithful. God will draw people to him and his son, Jesus. Jesus is the name above all names, and we will trust him as we go through the refining fire. We will trust him as we are crushed and pressed because he is making new wine. And more than all things, we have a God who is just so, so wanting as much of us as he can have. He is jealous for us, and he will do what he must to get his bride to be as beautiful as she is called to be, and so that those there sitting watching the bride will be drawn to Jesus. So church, in the midst of much uncertainty,